This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military said its ground forces were active across the Gaza Strip as Israeli forces bombed swathes of the besieged enclave on Sunday, killing and wounding dozens of Palestinians as civilians sought shelter in a shrinking area of the south. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
A Gazan health ministry spokesperson said several people were killed by an Israeli airstrike there. Footage obtained by Reuters of the aftermath shows children covered in grey dust amid crumbled cement and rubble from collapsed buildings. These children are crying out in search of their father. One of them says he is dead.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. That's Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The U.S. military says three commercial ships in the Red Sea were struck by ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen, and a U.S. warship shot down three drones in self-defense during the hours-long assault. The Iranian-backed Houthi rebels claimed responsibilities. The attacks marked an escalation in a series of maritime attacks in the Mideast linked to the Israel-Hamas war, as multiple vessels found themselves in the crosshairs of a single Houthi assault for the first time in the conflict. Police said some 20,000 people protested in the Belgian capital on Sunday to demand more action to fight global warming, as delegates from some 200 countries met in Dubai for the UN's COP28 climate conference. Marching to the sound of drums, protesters waved banners saying, "Act now and there is no Planet B."